Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Susanna Miedermeyer is here. I'm glad she's back. She's become a member of our brain trust over the last couple of years. She's a clinical psychologist, a psychotherapist, author of Pragmatic Psychology, Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. I'm going to have to ask her again about that a little bit in a little bit. She's also she's a founder of Pragmatic Psychology, and she's here to talk to us about a very important topic. Susanna Miedermeyer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me again. Really happy to be here with you.
Always a pleasure to have you back. And by the way, folks, I'll tell you that Susanna is in Germany. So it takes an extra half second for us to get back and forth with our comments. Hey, Susanna, one of the most often misquoted maxims is that money is the root of all evil. Well, the correct quote is the love of money is the root of all evil, right?
Yeah.
So money itself, money itself is no different from a hammer or an automobile. It's just a thing. It's not. It doesn't have any. It doesn't have any energy of its own. It's what we do with it, right?
Exactly. It's what we do with it. And there's so many points of view and judgment about money, where money is just this. It could just be this fuel that creates more ease in your life if you're willing to not have a point of view about it. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like basically a person who wants to contribute to you, and you go, no, I don't want you, I don't need you, you're bad. Then this person can never contribute to you. And it's the same with money. Like, money doesn't have any evilness to it by itself. It's just a tool that we can receive, and then it's up to us what we do with it.
Well, and there seems to be among some people, especially some of the members of the Democrat presidential campaign, who have the idea that if you have money, that makes you evil by definition, and that's not correct either, is it?
Right. It's like, it's really our point of view create our reality. Like, if you have the point of view that money makes you evil, then you don't have a choice than creating yourself or thinking you're evil when you have money. But it's just a point of view. It's just something we project on it. And there are people who are doing interesting things with money. So, like, we have a lot of examples, as you say. There are interesting presidents around the world that choose to do funny things with money, or have the point of view that they should like, profit is the most important thing, while saying something else outward. So we have very interesting examples out there that show us, or try to show us, that money is something bad. But it's a choice how you want to use it, and you don't have to compare yourself with people who make these interesting choices. You can just acknowledge, okay, I'm different. I would like to use money in a generous, creative, expansive way for me and other people. And that's the choice we all have.
Well, one of the things that most of us don't think about, as inert as money is, as much of a thing as money is, does not have, as I said, any energy of its own. We do have a relationship with money. And I think most of us don't contemplate that. What, do you agree with me? We have a relationship with money. Until we recognize that, we're liable to be a little bit upside down, aren't we?
Yeah, and so we have a relationship with money, and it could be a fun relationship. It could be an easy relationship. And any relationship becomes difficult as soon as we have a point of view, you know, as soon as we you know, have a point of view about us in regards to that person or money, or as soon as we have a point of view about the other person, or in this case, money. It's like all about points of view. If you, if we wouldn't have a point of view about the person or the money, then we could just receive it as it is. And when it comes, we're happy. And when it doesn't, we're like, okay, what else is possible? How can I create more of it with ease?
What about, you talk about becoming one with money. What do you mean by that?
No, I said, like if money comes to you, you're great. You can be grateful for it. Like money has this, it's like breathing in and breathing out. Like when we're out in nature, we don't contemplate whether we deserve the air or whether we deserve the sun. We just receive it and we don't have a point of view about it. But when it comes to money, it's like we have learned, and that's really, we have learned to make it so difficult. So that's where I always invite people to go. What if you like just get the, like how the ease of being out in nature and receiving like the air or the sun. And what if you apply the same way of being with money? Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes money comes and you're grateful for it. And then other times you have a lot of expenses and you can be grateful for that, too. And
well, that brings up a point, Susanna. You talk about money being associated with fear and stress and worry. Sometimes we connect those. We have fear, stress and worry, and we think money is a solution. Does that cause us problems?
Yeah, because there's the point of view behind that is always that it's lacking. And anytime you have the point of view, it's lacking. And then you have a lot of, like many people have a lot of proof that indeed it's lacking. You know, they look at their bank account or they look at whatever they look at and then they, oh, see, it's true. You know, mm-hmm. they're like have a lot of proof that it's lacking. But as soon as you have this underlying point of view that it's lacking, you're fixed in your ways and you're not asking where else and how else can I create money? Like, you know, it's again, the same thing as I said before, it's like your point of view creates your reality. And if you have the point of view that is lacking, like it's like having a glasses on filters that don't allow you to see anything else than what matches
it's,
that
it's
point
your, as
of
my
view.
Friend, and as our friend Joel Barker says, It's your money paradigm. What is it? How is it you view money? So we're going to take a quick break. Her book, Susanna Miedermeyer's book, is called Practical Tools for Being Crazy Happy. And when we come back, we're going to talk about what she calls the three money myths. I'm going to get her to explain that after the break. 20 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.